This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
I feel real old. I feel even older talking to Daryl Ryder. He'll put ages on you. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning, guys.
Daryl's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, I want to play some Joel Batonio audio for you, and then Lima has a very pointed question. Here is Joel Batonio about the offense, if I'm not mistaken. This is the clip you want to hit? Yeah, okay. This is Joel Batonio on the offense yesterday. Hit it.
No, at least the way they tell us the plays, like, they're all the same plays. It might have been a different order than, you know, but it's like they've talked about, it's a collaborative effort. All the play calls and all the names and everything we kind of do is all pretty much the same. It's just how he wants to call it. But it, for us linemen, like, we don't really, can't really tell the difference.
So Joel was asked a question, were the plays different? And Lima would like to ask you a question, Daryl.
Yeah, does it sound like he's throwing Deshaun Watson under the bus there?
I don't know if he's throwing Deshaun under the bus, just answering a question. I mean, it's the same offense.
Indirectly so,
trying to start something there, Lima?
Yeah, I am.
I think Deshaun Watson threw himself under the bus.
Whoa!
Daryl!
Hard thing to do!
On a Friday!
Hard thing to do!
You asked.
It's going to be one of those interviews. Okay. Tone, take it away.
Did you get a bunch of trick-or-treaters yesterday, Daryl?
Wait a minute. You can't go from that to trick-or-treat. We're done. Go ahead.
Well, I'm worried if they're walking all over his brand-new lawn.
I'll put him in a bad mood.
Lima's playing the trick-or-treat thing this morning. You're a day late, Lima. Halloween was yesterday.
I know, Daryl. I just want to know if it was
We're
welcoming...
We're on to the depressing time of year where you change your clocks back and it's going to be dark for eternity.
What's the... that's Saturday night. What's the one that's safer for everybody that we should just leave on? Is it this time or is it the other time? Because one of them we just got to keep and stay with it. But some people were saying, like, speaking of buses, like, it's better for buses if it's this time, the kids and everything. I want to know which one's a safe one, and then we can just stick with that one.
Well, I don't know.
I'm done with this time change stuff.
Well, if you leave the summer thing, if we stay on this, the sun will come up, like, at 9 a.m. If you leave the fall back... Then the sun's coming up at 4 a.m. in the summer. So I don't know which one's...
I'm fine with that.
I don't know which one's better.
I'm fine with 4 a.m. sun. That's fine. I don't care. Go ahead, Tom.
Daryl, you said it's kind of that gloomy, depressing time of the year. But is it when Jameis Winston is your quarterback and he's throwing for three Bills and lighting up the scoreboard?
Well, it's certainly going to be entertaining, right? I mean, the Jameis Winston experience is that he's going to probably throw as many interceptions as touchdowns. Let's be honest about it. First of all, give him his credit. You know, AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Yet another Browns quarterback not named Deshaun Watson capable of throwing for 300 yards in a game. But at the same time, he probably should have thrown two or three picks if the Ravens' secondary could catch footballs. Conversely, if the Browns' secondary could catch footballs, they would have had a few picks on Sunday as well. So, I think that this offense is just going to be more watchable than it was the first 7 weeks of the season. I don't know that they're going to resurrect their season and get themselves back to using the P word in about a month or so, but I feel like the product on the field will at least look competent and will be watchable and entertaining for fans.
Are there, is this game on Sunday, is winning this game the difference between trades or no trades by Tuesday afternoon?
Well, the NFL trade deadline is not like Major League Baseball in the NBA, where there's usually a flurry of activity. Now, in recent years, there have absolutely been more trades than in the NFL than we're accustomed to seeing. I do think that the outcome Sunday will inform Andrew Berry's decision-making processes about moving guys. You know, Za'Darius Smith has been the name that's been hot on the rumor mill. I don't understand why people want to try and have a conversation about trading Myles Garrett. Clearly, they have not paid attention to what the Cleveland Browns do with first-round picks, and you're not finding another Myles Garrett in the draft with first-round picks. That's not usually what this franchise does with those selections, so don't move that guy. It's, for me, it's not even worth the discussion, no matter how many would be involved. But you know, the guys that are on those expiring contracts, Elijah Moore, right? His contract expires, at the end of this season. Greg Newsom had his fifth-year option picked up. Talked to him about trades earlier this week, and he said he's not really worried about it, and he really feels like he's built a home here and established enough relationships within the building that they understand his value. And with Denzel Ward's situation being what it is, I don't know that that would be a smart trade to make. So I can see a trade or two. I just don't know win or lose that all of a sudden Andrew Berry's going to like break off five or six trades before the deadline. Because, again, that's just not how the NFL operates.
Dale Ryder giving us his Cleveland Browns perspective. Offensive line was the best they've been by far all year in protecting the quarterback last week. Do you think that's something they can maybe hang their hats on from here on out?
Well, I mean, look, it helps when the quarterback isn't bailing out of the pocket as soon as he gets the football. I think Jameis Winston did a nice job. He was under pressure Sunday, but he did a nice job stepping through and stepping around it. And still delivering the football down the field. We'll see what Joel Bitonio, how the foot is feeling. I am assuming, because this is just how little inside football for folks, usually if a player talks during the week, even if they're dealing with an injury, that's a signal that they are going to play, even if they're listed as questionable, which there's a chance. We'll find out today what designation they give Bitonio there, and I know he kind of hedged it a little bit and said, well, we'll see how the foot is, and we're working on some things and things like that. But I anticipate that Joel Bitonio is going to play. I thought DeJuan Jones was outstanding last week. Night and day improvement from the first 5 weeks we saw him playing right tackle. So maybe the 2 weeks off not being on the field, maybe that did him a little bit of a good from a physical standpoint, from a health standpoint. And I want to see some more of him. I'm in no hurry, even though Jed Wills returned to practice yesterday, I'm in no hurry to watch 71 anytime soon.
Oh, so you think that that's done?
I don't think it's done. I'm just saying my personal opinion is that I would stick with DeJuan for now.
What about a right tackle for Jed Wills? You know, Jack Conklin did a great job, but I don't know if that's going to be sustainable for a long time. I mean, he has a significant injury history.
Yeah, he does have an injury history, and for me, you ride it as long as you can. You know, right now he's healthy, so you stick with that, and you ride. For me, ride this starting five that they put on the field last weekend as long as possible. Yes, injuries are going to pop up, and you're going to have to make adjustments. I get it, but I would try and ride. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
This starting five as long as possible. We saw Ethan Posick pop up on the injury report yesterday as limited. So, again, we'll see if they're even allowed to do that this week with when it comes to guys being available. But if they can, I'm in favor. I really liked what I saw from those guys against the Ravens.
Well, with DeJuan Jones, I mean, he has been not adamant, but I asked him the question point blank, and he said it point blank that he wasn't comfortable at left tackle. That he didn't want to play left tackle. Now he was called into duty here. Is this something, Daryl, where you think maybe fate has intervened? Do you believe that he should just be the left tackle moving forward? Is it too soon? Do you maybe prognosticate him by 2025? It's just like, hey, you know what? You're a good left tackle. You got to stay a left tackle.
They need a left tackle next year. And, yes. I mean, where they're at right now, for me, they're in evaluation mode. It's, you know, everybody's playing for jobs type of a thing from now until the end of the season. That's just how I view it. If they rip off four more wins in a row and sweep the month of November, get themselves back to 500, as I said on the podcast this week with Andy Baskin, hey, then we can revisit the bigger picture conversation there about maybe playing some games in January. But for now, they're out of it. You know, so I think it is about evaluation, and I see no issue, again, based on how he played last week, Ken, with evaluating him at left tackle. And, yeah, he might have told you that he's not comfortable doing that.
You're saying he's lying to me?
I'm not saying he's lying to you, but I'm saying that maybe the more experience he gets with that, maybe he does become comfortable at left tackle and is fine with it. But they're going to need a left tackle next year because it's not going to be Jed Wills, or at least it shouldn't be.
That's a good point. Daryl Ryder joining us here, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Can we trust Kevin Stefanski that Jameis Winston, if healthy, is the starter for the rest of the year?
Yeah. Oh, but, yeah.
Well, then why could we trust him that Deshaun Watson was the starter that gave him the best chance to win earlier this year?
Well,
who's making the call? That's where I'm leading this to.
Well, I think it's a collective call, just like it was a collective decision to bring him to Cleveland. And in some cases, it's great that they collaborate and, you know, talk things through. And then also in some respects, it's not great that they collaborate and talk things through with ownership. But, people are really trying to cling to the, you know, Kevin saying, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't have the quote right in front of me. He basically said that's the plan, that Jameis is going to be the starting quarterback for the rest of the season, but we know that this is the NFL and, you know, stuff happens. Kevin has had to coach 10 different quarterbacks since he's been here in 2020. So, you know, he's just given it the out that if obviously Jameis gets hurt, that he's going to have to make a change. I thought you said that Jameis was going to be the quarterback for the rest of the year. You liar. So that, you know, because you know there's some people that would say that.
Over injury?
Yeah.
That's silly. I will tell them
they're
silly. Silly
you know, fans can be silly sometimes. Well,
they're
sometimes folks in the media can be silly.
I'm a silly person.
Well, we know that about you.
Yes,
Ken. That's why we love you.
Go ahead. Sorry, Daryl. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
Tone wants
Daryl, is there a record this year where you think Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski should feel safe? Is there a win total they need to get to feel safe?
I don't know if it's a win total. I think it's how the product looks on the field. If they were still on the same trajectory as the first 7 weeks, I would say jobs would be in jeopardy. But I kind of feel like last week breathed some new life into the team and into the organization here. And I'm actually intrigued now. I'm actually interested in watching the next couple of weeks and watching Sunday's game and, you know, coming out of the bye, starting with the Saints and going through the end of the season here, just to see what this thing looks like. Because I don't know, maybe we'll get an idea of what the Ken Dorsey offense was really supposed to look like. You know, Jameis is more of a stay-in-the-pocket guy than Deshaun is, but the results are kind of undeniable, right? I mean, season highs in points, season highs in yardage, season highs in passing yardage, right? I mean, the offense looked competent all of a sudden. The offensive line, which I was very critical of the first 7 weeks of the season, and at least from my standpoint, I think fairly so. But, like, they looked competent last week. The receivers did. The starting supporting cast isn't that good. I don't know. The receivers looked pretty good last week to me. They were catching some footballs. Cedric Tillman, who was basically persona non grata for the first seven games, 99 yards on 7 catches, 2 touchdowns. He's got teammates teasing him because he was 1 yard short of the coveted 100. So I am intrigued to see what this thing looks like on Sunday going against the Chargers team that, frankly, doesn't give up much, especially on the scoreboard, just, you know, under 14 points per game they're allowing. So I'm anxious to see what Winston and company are able to do against that defense this weekend.
Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Chabon Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Final question for you, Daryl. The 92.3 The Fan Bowl is on Sunday. It's down at the Horseshoe, Ohio Stadium, home of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Owen Lotteman's 5th and 6th grade Avon Lake Shoreman will play against Coach TJ's Streetsboro Rockets at 5th and 6th. I am an assistant. I am not the head coach.
Okay.
Okay? But, you know, It's let's be honest. It's
Owen versus coach either.
You're not?
No.
Oh hell, I had no idea about that. All right. Well, I mean, let's be honest. It's Owen's boys against my boys. Who do you pick to win?
I'm gonna go with your boys.
Whoa,
wow, Daryl!
I thought for sure.
All right,
I thought for sure he would pick Owens. I guaranteed
you're
not
invited back to the show ever again,
Daryl. I guaranteed him. I was like, oh, he's definitely gonna pick you.
No, I'm gonna go with the country boys though.
What? Hey! Okay, that's fair.
I'm not making fun of it. I'm just saying.
That's true. It's true. I mean, we do. I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm not gonna.
I mean, it takes a little luster off it. Neither one of you, the head coach.
Well, I want that responsibility, Daryl? No. Do I have time for that responsibility, Daryl?
Daryl. Better watch your ass when you come to Lorain County. That's all I'm saying.
I couldn't even make practice on Tuesday. I backed into a hydrant. I'm not head coach material.
Wait, you what?
You didn't hear about this?
No.
Oh, yeah. I backed into the hydrant at the end of my driveway earlier this week.
Oh, good grief. Did you knock it over?
No. It destroyed my bumper. I hit it in the perfect spot. I really did. If I was going to hit it anywhere, it's a good thing I hit it where I hit it, or I would have done a hell of a lot
right,
more damage, and the city would have been upset with me.
You know what? I might have to go with Owen, because he at least can drive a truck.
That's right.
Now, damn it, there was one mistake. I've made one, and it was a pretty big mistake. And
hey, listen, as you know, watching the Browns, it takes one mistake, Ken.
Oh, my God. That's true. One mistake can lose a ball game. One mistake can have an embarrassing failure on your bumper. Daryl, thank you for the time. I'll see you in hell.
Have a great weekend, guys. Enjoy the Fan Bowl in Columbus.
It's going to be awesome. Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Chabon Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He's a good man and thorough. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.